Yes, it's the Goldbergs. Say, here's a new version of an old song that I bet's going to break all records for popularity. Listen.
Happy wash day, just because of dust. Happy wash day. Have you heard of Dove? It's really great. You shouldn't wait. You've got a date with Dandy Dove. Dove will do just everything in your wash. Monday turns to fun day when you use Dandy Dove.
Yes, this new kind of granulated soap is sweet music on wash day. It's a hit start to finish because Dove does all three kinds of wash. Now, maybe you didn't know you had three kinds of wash, but remember, you got those extra dirty pieces like Dad's work shirts and the children's rompers. So that's one kind of wash. Then you've got your white pieces, your towels and tablecloths and sheets. Well, that's two kinds of wash. Then you have those nicer colored washables, pretty rayons, such like. Well, that's the third kind of wash. And new Dove does them all. Yes, the rayons and everything. Actually, Dove is far safer for those nice washable colors than any other leading granulated laundry soap. Yet this same Dove gets those grimy play suits clean without hard scrubbing, without boiling. Why, there's not another soap made that can get clothes clean easier than Dove, or get them whiter. Why, you've never seen more dazzling white washes than Dove gives you. Honestly, once you try Dove, you'll really know how new it is. So new, you've never before used a soap quite like it. No, ma'am. You see, Dove is a new kind of granulated soap, not just a new improvement of an old soap. So, look for that big red and white box with the name D-U-Z. Dove. And next wash day, remember this song.
Dove will do just everything in your wash. Monday turns to fun day when you use Dandy Dove.
And now, the Goldbergs. There are feelings in Molly's heart, ideas in Molly's mind, for which she can't find words. And at this moment of the crisis going on at her house, those words are very necessary. So, Molly called in Dr. Cater, and Dr. Cater found those words. He told Mr. Way exactly what his love for Oriane meant. It was an escape on Way's part from the obligations of life. And today, Way hears from another source, another truth, just as important as his decision.
Mr. Way, Orion has a headache, and I thought that if you could talk to her a little later, perhaps...
We all have headaches. With due respect to you, Mr. Way, this has been a terrific headache to everybody concerned. I'll call Orion.
Children, sit down, Mr. Way. Here, sir. Sit down, please. Mr. Way, you know that I never interfered and made suggestions. Because I feel a man's life is his own to do with as he pleases. I mean, especially in the matter of, love. Would you like a cup of coffee, Mr. Ray?
No, thank you.
Mr. Ray, when the choice of one woman against another woman means a choice of, my duty and my fulfillment of a person, seems to me that I would look twice. Love to a woman, yes, Mr. Ray, is everything. But to a man, it's a thing apart. So your first duty, Mr. Ray, as a man, is to yourself as part of society. To do with your life as you can do most with it.
And you forget that from society's point of view, I'm not part of it.
There's a pardon waiting for you, Mr. Ray.
But what does it mean? It can't erase the fact that I spent 3 years in prison. And let me assure you, Mrs. Goldberg, that society doesn't welcome such people back with open arms. Society doesn't want me, and I don't want it.
If you'll excuse the liberty, Mr. Ray, a man's latitude toward the world around him should be one of courage. Who cares what the world thinks of me if I think the world needs me? And in times like these, Mr. Ray, the world needs every man with courage and with strength. It needs every person, big or small. It needs you no matter what it says to you. And if you prove the need, the world will admit that it was wrong.
Why should I bother? I can live for myself.
No man can. Unless by yourself you mean also Orion.
Perhaps I do.
Well, in that case, well, Mr. Ray, perhaps, and maybe I I shouldn't tell you, but I think that you'll understand that my reasons are rightful. Mr. Ray, Orion does not love you. I'm sorry if this is a shock to you, Mr. Ray.
Then why was she willing to marry me?
I hoped I wouldn't have to go so far, Mr. Ray.
Yes?
You know that Orianne is a soft-hearted woman. For Orianne, life hasn't been a bed of roses. And only when a person suffers can they understand and feel the suffering of others. She felt your suffering, your need for understanding. And she was willing to
marry me. But why should she make sacrifices for a total stranger? That's what I was to her then.
She was a stranger here, too. A stranger who had been rescued from the storms of life. And in a way, I think she felt that what she received, she should give. And there you were.
There I was. An ex-convict. A ruined man. A disappointed one. A failure. And yet, she was willing to help me.
And when you made of the help love, she was not willing to tell you the truth.
The truth?
The truth, Mr. Ray, was too harsh to be told. She was afraid that all the good in you would be, shall I say it, she would be lost forever in Orianne.
Come in, Orianne.
Mr. Ray,
Mr. Goldberg, I'll speak to Edward.
Mr. Ray, perhaps this should have been told to you before.
Mr. Goldberg.
Please. What I want to say now is that I should have said or insisted that you say to Mr. Way long ago. I feel that
all right, Jay, darling. All right. What Mr. Way had to know, he knows. What he should have been told, he was told. Come. Excuse us, please.
Sit down, Orianne.
Edward, I've got to tell you that...
That you don't love me. That you never did. I know that. But that doesn't mean it's all over. Please sit down, Orianne. And don't look so frightened. I'm a man who's grateful for anything. Anything honest. Anything true. You didn't love me. You pitied me. You were sorry for me. You were tender and gentle and understanding. Those aren't small gifts from one human being to another. You said you loved me when Dr. Cater forced you to. You lied for me then to protect me, even though it was against yourself. I'm grateful for that, too. And it doesn't have to be the end.
I tried to believe I loved you, Edward.
I'm grateful for that, too. But it isn't about love that I want to speak now. After all, we're both a long way off from mysteries of youth. It's been a long time since we felt the need for the moonlight, the roses, and dreams children have. And you mustn't forget that no matter what you felt, I loved you and still do. I'm not hurt or unhappy because I know the truth. And that's what you're crying for. I know. Not for yourself. It doesn't have to be the end. It's what I want to ask you now. Do you think we could build a life together on the kindness you have towards me and the love I have for you? After all, all marriages settle down in the end to two people respecting each other. Two people with the same hopes out of life. And the same security. We can have that. And we will be happy. We could. Couldn't we? Or isn't pity enough?
It wasn't only pity. No matter what Dr. Cater said, it wasn't only pity.
I know that. I would have recognized pity at once if it had been pity alone that you felt for me. You liked me. you felt that you too had been one of those people friendless and alone in life. And the hope you had of finding someone to cherish was there in your feeling.
I know what it is to be chased. I fled across a great many countries before I arrived here.
And I was one of those running before the chase, too. I know it. We had that in common. I realize it. I understand it. But then you came here to Lattenbury. And you found another friend. Dr. Cater loves you also. I suppose you know that.
Yes.
But you were afraid of his easy life. The fact that he had never suffered the way you had and I had. You were afraid for your happiness with a man who had never been chased or hurt or humiliated.
Yes.
So he loved you and I did. And you picked me.
It seemed that it happened that way.
Perhaps because you didn't pity Dr. Cater. Was pity safer than love?
What do you mean?
He loved you and I did. Did you think pity was safer than love? Did you trust the pity you felt for me more than the love you felt for him?
I
know now, Oriane, that you loved him then and you love him now. You chose pity. I want you to choose again. Now. Not between Dr. Cater and myself. But between those two feelings with which you will have to live the rest of your life. Pity or love, Oriane. And the decision is up to you, not to me. I still want to marry you.
Can Oriane now tell Wei that she doesn't want to marry him, when he's shown such kindness toward her actions in the past? You know, I wish I could hang a little sign up in your kitchen, and on it I'd put, "Beware of soaps that only do a halfway job for dishes." And that means mild bar soaps that don't have real speed, and those tough granulated soaps that are short on safety for your hands. There's no room in your dishpan for those halfway soaps now that new Dove is here. Yes, Dove, that new kind of granulated soap that does everything in your wash. And believe me, it has everything for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed to greater kindness to your hands. Just notice how wonderfully soft and smooth your hands feel after doing dishes with Dove. Actually, Dove is the only leading granulated laundry soap to treat your hands with such extra gentleness. Yet, Dove can't be beat for speedy dishwashing. It cuts even tough grease without any hard scouring. Why, you can tell the difference in Dove right in the suds. So change to new Dove today. It has everything for dishes. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. This is James Fleming wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Dove, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.